A lawyer working for Queensland's Outlaw Motorcycle Club says a high court challenge to the state's controversial anti-gang laws is imminent. There's been speculation about a challenge since the Newman government rushed the new laws through last year. Barrister Wayne Baskey plans to argue the legislation is unconstitutional. Mark Solomons has the story.
In 2011, the High Court threw out a New South Wales government law that criminalised the Hells Angels Motorcycle Club. Wayne Baffsky, the Sydney barrister who led that case, is now planning a similar move in Queensland. He says a challenge is only a week or two away.
Too many people are suffering at the end of the day for laws which are, in my view and many other people's views, absolutely unnecessary and brought in under a false premise.
The Newman government introduced the laws after a public brawl involving bandido bikies on the Gold Coast, calling it a line in the sand.
A relatively minor fight in surfers paradise has resulted in some incredibly harsh laws, yet there's been other people committing much more serious crimes who seem to have escaped the government's attention.
The new laws allow the Queensland government to declare any group a criminal organisation without having to present evidence to prove the group's criminality. Wayne Baffsky says that's a step too far.
We can see how these rights can affect other citizens as well if the government chooses to use these acts against other groups. For example, the Greens or protesters or some other group that offends the government of the day's political sensibilities.
Queensland's anti-association laws criminalise all members and associates of 26 bikie clubs. They prompted a wave of police operations across the state. Three men accused of being bikies are awaiting trial in solitary confinement after simply meeting their mates in a Sunshine Coast pub. Wayne Baffsky says he'll argue the Queensland laws breach a range of important legal and constitutional principles.
Grounds of appeal may involve freedom of association and freedom of speech, particularly the right to communicate on government political matters and the right to associate. You can also assume that we'll be challenging some of these laws based on our international obligations.
His client in the High Court challenge will be a bikie who is yet to run foul of the laws.
Can you tell me which club this person is from?
Yes, he's from the Hells Angels.
Mr. Baffsky says the case is being funded by the United Motorcycle Council of Queensland, with donations from the public.
Do you know how much has been raised?
The last thing I heard was there was around about $50,000 raised.
Is $50,000 enough?
Nowhere near enough.
How much do you need?
Oh, it's very hard to say. I would think at least $250,000. I mean, the work gets done regardless whether you get paid or not, but I would think over $250,000, probably closer to $500,000.
Despite growing criticism, the Newman government has threatened to make the laws even tougher. It's previously said it would vigorously defend any High Court challenge.
Mark Solomons reporting.